You know, I was watching Judge Mathis the other day, and I love Judge Mathis. I'm going to keep it real with you. Addicted. And they had this lady on that basically accused this man of a crime he didn't commit. He was arrested, lost his job, has a record. Now, he ain't all the brightest. He ain't the sharpest knife in the drawer because he kept having sex with her. Now she's pregnant by him.
Again?
But people do these crazy things, you know, behind to punish you.
Right.
And, you know, Judge Mathis made a point. He said, you'll find that there are a lot of ladies that use the law or, you know, the lack of laws that to cover, you know, situations for some get back.
Mm-hmm.
He says, man, I've been doing this for a long time. I cannot tell you how many women have sat up here and lied on somebody.
Mm.
And you know what? The police have to file a report.
Sure.
And people, you know, just losing their lives behind this.
Right. Yeah.
I don't know exactly everything that was going on with this gentleman and what drove him to the point where, hey, he didn't want to live anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But there's some men that wouldn't be involved in their children's lives. I don't know. If you guys want to discuss this, feel free, because I know a lot of men out there that just feel that, you know, women just have their hands up. The men feel like they're not being taken seriously when it comes around to fighting for the rights of their children. 1-877-PAR-SHOW. Give me a call. I'd really appreciate that.
So let me tell you something. If you have no cash in your account right now, that's senseless. You need to go to WeFixMoney.com because you could get up to $1,000 in your account like immediately, sometimes in less than 24 hours. You don't have to be near a computer. You can just use your smartphone. Go to WeFixMoney.com for your mobile device. Listen, doesn't matter what you need it for. Maybe your rent is about to be late, mortgage, food, groceries, school clothes, utility pay. Doesn't matter. Maybe you just came up short, or maybe you just did something real bad, like you went shopping, you knew you had some other bills due, and you're like, God dang it, I can't get paid in time. Yes, you can. WeFixMoney.com is going to put that money in your account, just like direct deposit, okay? Listen, they have a nationwide network of over 100 lenders carefully selected to make sure you have a secure and safe transaction. It's so easy. You can log on 24/7 to WeFixMoney.com. It's a free application. It doesn't take you but 2 minutes to fill out. If you got harassing calls, overdrafts, late fees, bounce checks, it's dumb not to go to WeFixMoney.com. I mean, I'm not calling you dumb if you haven't done it. I'm just saying be smart and go to WeFixMoney.com. It's incredibly easy. Again, it's WeFixMoney.com.
Thank you, girl. I really appreciate that. Good morning. Hello. How you doing?
I'm fine.
Yes.
Hey, Russ, I've been saying this for years about that. I don't understand why they always give the woman the authority over the child. Why can't they split it? I mean, I know a lot of young guys that want to be involved in their child's life, and the mother just won't because out of spite, pure spite.
I remember there was someone that I knew a long time ago that actually went to court and had his, like, 7-year-old daughter tell the judge that he touched her inappropriately.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah.
And he didn't have the resources to say, you have to take this off of my record.
Yeah.
Because she admitted later on that she was mad. Right. I was mad at you, and because she had a new girlfriend and the whole nine.
That's what happened.
And now he's labeled a
sex offender.
Yeah.
For the rest of his life.
Yes. Because you were mad.
Wow.
Outrageous. Good morning. Hello.
Hey, I wanted to share a story.
Yeah.
When I was 14, I'm 22 now, but when I was 14, I was sexually active. And me and a friend of mine who was the same age as me, we had sex. And later on that day, she did a rape. So, I was only 14, so I went to... You know, they took me in for questioning me, and my mom had to come home. She lost her job. And we had to go through the whole 6 months of court. And finally, right before the judge, she just came out and said she was lying. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I already had the charge on me and stuff, but it's dismissed that every time I apply for a job, it says, you know.
So it's your word against hers. And it just seems like the way the system is set up is that they're going – You know,
to believe the female, you think?
Yeah, it just doesn't favor the male.
Not at all.
I think it's according to some places where you are.
I just hear so many stories that are so one-sided. Good morning. Hello.
Yes, hi. I'm actually going through a situation right now with my soon-to-be ex-wife and the law. Like, for the past month, I couldn't actually see my son because, like, I'm here by myself and there's no family here with me. So it was like, if I go and see my son or go take myself from the sitter, I'm kidnapping them. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of messed up because I actually was with this woman for 3 years before she had my son, and she has two kids of her own. So to think that I would kidnap my own son after I've been in the house with your son for 3 years, you know what I'm saying, taking care of y'all, it just kind of made me feel some kind of way. But I don't like that at all. I think the law is really against men, even men who want, like me, to take care of their child. And I don't think it's fair. I don't think it's right at all. Something should be done about that.
Yeah. I hear you, man. I tell you, it is. It's just tragic.
And you know what? A lot of times they paint that picture. They call the police, say that you hit them or you did something to the child. Okay, then they take that and then they run the family court and say, okay, look, this is what we're going through here. So now I need to go get a restraining order. And they just basically start the process of making you appear to be a bad person and set it up that you are kept away from your child.
All right. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
How are you?
Fine, thank you. What I wanted to let fathers know, and some of them don't know this, but not unless you are married, I think that if you're single and you have a baby by someone, the mother nor the father has custody. So if the father wanted to get their child, the mother can't yell kidnapping, because in the court's eye, neither one has custody. So the father would be able to get the child without the mother saying, oh, you kidnapped the child, because you don't have anything in document form stating that this child lives with you and the child's physical custody is supposed to be at your home. I don't think a lot of dads understand that.
I was going to say, in a lot of cases, the mother or the father, there is somebody who has custodial power. And so the parent, like with me, my son's father cannot pick him up from school. It's a rule. Otherwise, he's kidnapped.
But she's speaking in terms of before an agreement is put in
place. Oh, you're saying if there's no agreement. Is that what you're saying, if there's no agreement put in place?
Go through a court process for that?
No, I'm saying if there's no agreement put in place, then just both parents have access to the child. Is that what you're saying?
Right. Both parents should be able to have access to the child. If there's nothing in a court document saying the child is supposed to be address, mom can't. We said, oh, well, you can't pick up the child.
Yeah, you're breaking up a little bit there. I hear what you're saying. Tweet. Joe writes, in my opinion, women only play those games when they have the kids for the wrong reason.
Right.
Because they wanted the man, you think?
No, the more days that they have the child, the more money that they get in child support.
And they clearly state that. They judge it on overnights.
Oh, yeah.
How many overnights is this child staying based on how much money you get? It's about money, too. It's unfortunate.